Hey there, and welcome to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Yes, and by Kelly Leonard and Tom Yorton, the two people who ran the legendary Second City Theater in Chicago. Sophie, I have to ask, how did a book about improv comedy end up being one of the sharpest business books I've read this year?
Hey there, Sam. Great to be here. That's the exact question the authors set out to answer, and honestly, they nail it. The book argues that improvisational theater isn't just a party trick for comedians. It's a full operating system for navigating unpredictable, collaborative, messy work, and they strip away the mystique to show you the actual toolkit underneath.
Okay, so the title itself, Yes, and I went in thinking that just meant being agreeable, like sure, whatever you say. That's not at all, is it?
Not even close, and this is the misconception the whole book is built to correct. In an improv scene, if your partner says we're astronauts on Mars, and you say no we're not, we're accountants in Cleveland, the scene dies instantly. You've blocked the offer and shut down the shared reality. Yes, and is the antidote to that.
Right. So, the yes part is acknowledgement. It's saying I heard you, and I accept the world you just built. And then the and is where you actually have to contribute something.
Exactly. The and is the engine of creation. So you'd say, yes, we are astronauts on Mars, and we just discovered the red dust turns into chocolate when it rains. Now you've added new information and heightened the reality. That two-word phrase is a commitment to co-creation, and it maps directly onto how teams generate ideas and respond to change.
The part that really got me was the idea of a no, but culture. I've absolutely worked in places where the default response to any new suggestion is a list of reasons it won't work. They call that blocking an improv, and it's the same thing in a meeting room.
Yeah, and the authors are pretty blunt about it. Organizations stuck in siloed thinking and fear of failure are usually no, but cultures. Shifting to yes, and is what unlocks psychological safety, because every idea becomes a gift you build on rather than a target you shoot down. They call that plussing.
Okay, but here's where I push back when I first read this. Doesn't yes, and just make you a doormat? Like, do you have to agree with everything and never challenge anyone?
That's the common objection, and the book addresses it head on. True yes, and requires enormous discipline. You have to be fully present and listening not just to the words, but to the intention and the emotion underneath. They call it listening with your whole body, and it's the opposite of passive agreement.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Most of us in a meeting are listening to reply, not to understand. We're busy loading up our rebuttal while the other person is still talking. I do that constantly.
Everyone does, and that's exactly the friction the book is describing. An improv troupe on stage is a model of a high-performing team because they're attuned to each other's energy and they anticipate needs. The phrase they use is making your partner look good, which is a direct challenge to the hyper-competitive, individualistic cultures a lot of companies run on.
And there's this other idea I loved, following the follower. It's about leadership being fluid instead of fixed. The person with the best idea for the next moment leads. And then everyone else follows, and the leader has to be a follower too.
Right, and that's genuinely hard for a lot of managers. A leader who follows the follower is humble enough to admit the best idea might come from the most junior person in the room. They sense when to step forward and when to step back, and that requires a ton of trust and a willingness to give up control.
You know, you remember last week when I was prepping for that big pitch, and I kept trying to script every single word? This book basically says that's the wrong instinct. You can't script an unpredictable conversation.
Right, and that leads into what might be the most liberating principle in the whole book, the embrace of failure. Improv is a high-wire act with no net. Scenes bomb all the time, and the magic isn't that they avoid failure, it's that they fail gracefully and then move on.
They have this concept called celebrating the bomb, which sounds wild at first. When a scene at Second City completely falls apart, the audience often laughs harder than they do at the successful ones. There's this release, this shared acknowledgement of the messy humanity of the attempt.
And the key move is that you don't try to salvage it with a clever save. You name it. You say, well, that just went off the rails, didn't it? Naming the failure disarms it and lets the group move on.
That's such a contrast to how most companies operate. Failure, there's a stain on your record, a career-ending thing. So people play it safe and only do incremental stuff.
Exactly. And the authors argue companies should actually hold failure celebrations. Not punitive postmortems, but genuinely curious ones that ask what can we learn from this and what will we do differently next time. That shift from a fear-based culture to a learning-based one is the actual engine of innovation.
There's a lot of practical stuff in here too, which I appreciated. They talk about object work, which is the art of miming the world of the scene. In business, it's a metaphor for being specific and concrete, because a vague idea is like a badly mimed object. Nobody can see it.
Yeah, and then there's status transactions, which is the subtle power dynamics in every human interaction. The book says you can learn to consciously adjust your status to get a result. A high-status leader might deliberately lower their status to put a nervous team at ease. A quieter employee might need to learn how to take and hold space so they actually get heard.
And they even tackle remote work, which I didn't expect. They point out that a poorly worded email or a terse Slack message can basically function as a no, but block.
Right, because screens strip out all the nonverbal cues that make improv work. So the advice is to overcommunicate, do explicit check-ins, and start meetings with a quick personal highlight. It's a small yes to each other's humanity before you dive into the work.
Okay, so if I'm taking one thing away from this, it's that yes and isn't about being nice. It's about being generous and brave at the same time. You accept what's in front of you, and then you add something of your own.
I love that framing. And honestly, if you want to sit with these ideas longer, the whole library lives at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, plus infographics on many of them. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. Because ultimately, the book is a reminder that the only real failure is refusing to take the stage at all. So say yes and see what you build. We'll see you in the next one.